Titan intro. Life is like a play. It's not the length, but the excellence of the acting that matters. Seneca. Are you living or merely existing? I would like you to think about this question as if your whole life depended on it, because your life does depend on it. If you are not sure whether you are living or merely existing, let me ask you a few additional questions to help you clarify your thoughts. 1. Do you have a purpose in life, or are you just wandering aimlessly through life? 2. If you have a purpose in life, are you living it out, or do you lack the discipline and willpower to get things done? 3. Do you wake up inspired in the morning, or is it hard for you to wake up in the morning? 4. Do you find joy in your life, or do you feel discontentment and frustration? 5. Is your health in place, or are you struggling with health issues? 6. Do you have energy throughout the day, or do you feel tired and fatigued most of the time? 7. Do you know how to turn your mind into your ally, or do you feel your mind may be sabotaging your success? 8. Do you go to bed a little wiser each day, or do you spend more than an hour a day watching TV, surfing the internet, playing video games, checking your social media, or gossiping? 9. Do you have healthy relationships, or do you stay in relationships that are toxic? 10. Are you living a life of abundance, or are you just looking to meet your immediate needs, such as paying your bills, keeping food on the table, and having a roof over your head? 11. Is your environment, country, city, house, office, people, conducive to your success, or is your environment detrimental to your success? 12. Are you contributing to making the world a better place, or do you feel like your life is not leaving any footprints in the world? If you have answered yes to any of the second part of these 12 questions, then you're existing, but not fully living. If so, this book is for you. You're not alone. To live is the rarest thing in the world. Most people exist. That is all. Oscar Wilde. Most people in this world are merely existing. They feel that life happens to them, as though everything was outside of their control. They don't have a clearly defined purpose in life, and even if they do nothing, or not enough, to achieve it. They stay in the same job for years, despite being unfulfilled and unhappy. They live paycheck to paycheck, without ever obtaining any financial prosperity. They don't take any chances on improving their life, so they can maintain their current, comfortable lifestyle. They have lost their enthusiasm for life and do the same boring routine every day, even though they don't really like it. They stay in toxic relationships. The list goes on. And then, we wonder why there are so many unhappy people, or why someone overreacted, or why the customer service we received at the store was so poor. Titans, on the other hand, make the most out of life. They are in charge of their life. They have a clearly defined purpose. They wake up inspired in the morning. They have their health in place. They find joy in life. They grow into the best version of themselves. They have relationships that nurture them. They enjoy financial prosperity. They surround themselves with beauty. And they leave the world better than they found it. As Winston Churchill said, "It's not enough to have lived. We should be determined to live for something." You are going to die someday. Remembering that I'll be dead soon is the most important tool I've ever encountered to help me make the big choices in life. Because almost everything, all external expectations, all pride, all fear of embarrassment or failure, these things just fall away in the face of death, leaving only what is truly important. Remembering that you are going to die is the best way I know to avoid the trap of thinking you have something to lose. You are already naked. There is no reason not to follow your heart. Steve Jobs. Being in touch with your own mortality is one of the best things you can do to live. Most people fear dying. They don't even want to think about it, let alone discuss it. There's an aura of fear about the topic, and it's certainly not something to be talked about in polite company. To do so will inevitably result in accusations about being morbid. Instead of being afraid of dying, be afraid of not living. Life is a gift. This is why it's called the present. Yet, this present is given to us for a limited time only. We are born, grow up, and die. And we often forget about the shortness of life unless we are reminded of its transience. Some of us will wake up tomorrow morning, take a shower, have our coffee, say goodbye to our loved ones, and that will be the last day that our loved ones will ever see us. Some of us, the day after tomorrow, will go into our doctor's office to get the result of a routine checkup, and the doctor will say to us, "Sit down. I've got some bad news for you." And we'll be diagnosed with some kind of terminal illness. So, how can you appreciate life more? One of the best things you can do to start living is to walk through a cemetery regularly. I know what you're thinking. That's gloomy. Actually, it's not. It's one of the most enlightening things you can do for yourself. In fact, in many traditions, such as Sufism and Tibetan Buddhism, death meditation is a powerful practice. Walking through a cemetery will inevitably stir some thoughts about your own mortality, what life means, whether you are living the life you are meant to be living, and what's truly important in life. Far from feeling morose, meandering among the tombstones and reading the epitaphs is strangely calming. Secluded within this haven of rest, the pressing problems of life, bills, work stress, arguments with your spouse, house repairs, well, they become muted to stillness. If you read the epitaphs, you will notice that some of the souls resting in the cemetery were born the same year you were born. Others were only teenagers, while others were just children. How dare you complain about your life? And that's the thing about cemeteries. Rich or poor, powerful or powerless, famous or unknown, our lives come down in the end to a resting place in the earth. If we are at all aware, this proximity to death has an instant centering effect. Like a good meditation practice, walking through a cemetery focuses our attention on what really matters, helping us to differentiate between what is important and lasting from what is unimportant and transient. Leaving the cemetery, you will thank the dead for returning to you the gift of life. Minimize your regrets. A man is not old until regrets take the place of dreams. John Barrymore. Too often we go through life on autopilot, going through the motions and having each day pass like the one before it. That's fine until we have gone through another year without having done anything, or until we have reached old age and look back on life with regrets, or until we see our kids go off to college and realize that we missed their childhoods. One key to living a tightened life is to minimize the number of regrets you will have at the end of your life. If you're reading this, know that you're an extremely lucky person, because it means you are alive. And being alive brings you the opportunity to make the best out of your life, regardless of the time you have left. Bronnie Ware, an Australian nurse who spent a long time working in palliative care, knows more than most of us about the thoughts, fears, and doubts of the dying. According to Bronnie, the number one regret most of us have when we are near death is, "I never pursued my dreams." Most of us go through life trying to meet other people's expectations and not living the way we actually wanted to. Most of us never even reflect on what we truly want out of life. We simply go on autopilot. We go to school, we go to college, we start working, we get married, We have children. We settle for a job that's secured. By the way, there's nothing secured in life. So we can continue providing for our family. Eventually, we retire and then we die. If this is the existence you want, nothing is wrong with it. But if a small voice inside of you says, there must be a better way, then by all means, find another way. The owner of one of my favorite restaurants in Los Angeles, California, always wanted to move to Australia and pursue his passion for surfing. One day, he sold his restaurant to one of his employees and moved to Australia. A year later, I went to the same restaurant and found the former owner back at the restaurant, this time working as a waiter for his former employee. It was bizarre for me to see this. How was Australia? I asked the former restaurant owner. I didn't like it. It was not the way I expected it, he replied. Oh, I'm sorry, I said, trying to console him. No, it's actually great, because now I know that I don't want to be a surfer in Australia. I tried it. It was not for me, he replied with a big smile on his face. I found his reasoning simply brilliant. What he was actually saying was, now I know that when I get older, I will not say to myself, I should have tried it, but never did. As Dr. B.J. Miller, a hospice and palliative care specialist in San Francisco, says, loss is one thing, regret quite another. Follow your dreams. The biggest adventure you can ever take is to live the life of your dreams. Oprah Winfrey. If there is a single practice that will greatly improve your life, it's to follow your dreams. Here's why. 1. It brings purpose to your life. Dreams make your life worth living. 2. You become more confident. People who chase their dreams are sure of themselves and their life goals. Nothing stands between them and their dreams. 3. You wake up inspired in the morning. People who dream and act upon their dreams feel energized from the moment they wake up. 4. It gives you a reason to live. Your dreams are what can get you through even the worst days. If you are struggling, your dreams are your reason to keep going. 5. You will provide for your family greatly. When you're motivated by your dreams, it's very hard to fail. 6. You find new skills. When you work on your dreams, you will discover latent skills hidden in plain sight. 7. Your environment improves. When you follow your dreams, you are far more likely to find like-minded people doing the same and help each other in unexpected ways. 8. You become happier. When you're busy working on your dreams, you no longer have the time or energy to spend it on people or things that do not contribute to your dreams. Toxic people, video games, alcohol, drugs, gossiping, watching TV, surfing the internet, watching porn. 9. It brightens your future while being in the present. When you work on your dreams today, your future suddenly seems more positive and brighter. Making a small step toward your dreams every day will make your future look more optimistic. 10. You will contribute to making the world a better place. By working on your dreams and achieving them, you show people possibility and inspire them to follow their own dreams. Am I too old to follow my dreams? You might be wondering. Here's my answer. You're never too old to follow your dreams. I always wanted to be a football player, but I'm now in my 40s, you may say. Here's my reply. Become a football coach. Become a football agent. Found your own local football club. The possibilities are endless. Get creative about finding different ways to follow your dreams. What if my dream gets shattered, you may wonder. First, if you think this way, know that your dream will most likely get shattered. But here's my reply. A shattered dream is far better than a shattered life. So go for your dreams. Ask yourself, what would you do if you were to die soon? What dreams would you follow? What are you passionate about? What small actions could you take today to start working on your dreams. Follow your dreams before you get to the end of your life. Then it may be too late. As Fyodor Dostoevsky said, "The mystery of human existence lies not in just staying alive, but in finding something to live for." Know thy dreams. Definiteness of purpose is the starting point of all achievements. W. Clement Stone. The first step toward following your dreams is to know what your dreams are. I know it sounds silly, but you'd be surprised to know that most people don't really know what they want out of life. This is why they are constantly sending mixed messages to the universe. Not surprisingly, they never achieve their dreams. Titans know exactly what they want and make sure they send clear and direct messages to the universe. This is why they achieve their dreams. So if you don't know your dreams, don't say you never had a chance to achieve them. This is a fine world for the person who knows exactly their dreams and is busy achieving them. By now, you're probably thinking, okay, great, I've got it. I need to know my dreams. But how do I know what my dreams really are? Where do I get started? The deathbed exercise. I wanted to project myself forward to age 80 and say, okay, now I'm looking back on my life. I want to have minimized the number of regrets I have. Jeff Bezos. The name of this exercise might not sound very appealing to you, but trust me, it's one of the most life-changing exercises you can do for yourself. If you are like most people, you never made the time to visualize the type of life you want to live. At times, you might have fantasized about living in a beautiful mansion, driving a Rolls-Royce, or having your own private jet, but very few of you have actually taken the time to really visualize the type of life you want to live. The deathbed exercise, which is all about envisioning your Titan life, has been shown to boost people's positive emotions, happiness levels, and optimism, improve coping skills, and elevate positive expectations about the future. By doing this exercise, you will get to know yourself, your real self. You're the only person who can figure out what you want in life. Spend as much time or as little time on it as you want. In my experience, you will need at least an hour. You're designing your entire life, so take your time. Are you ready to design your life? Please follow these 10 steps. 1. Take a notebook and a pen. Yes, an old notebook and a pen. With your creativity, handwriting is much better than typing on your computer. 2. Go to a quiet place by yourself. It could be a park, a beach, a public library, your bedroom. 3. Make sure all of your electronic devices are turned off, so you will have no distractions. 4. Mentally fast-forward your life to the last hour of your last day, i.e. your deathbed. Visualize that moment. Where are you? Are you in a hospital room? At your home? Where's home? What can you see through the window? Is it the ocean, the mountains, the city skyline? Who are you with? Are you alone? Are you accompanied by your spouse, your children, grandchildren? Even if you have not met some of these people yet, visualize their presence. 5. And here's the question to ask yourself. What are the dreams you will have to have achieved for you to say, "I lived an extraordinary life"? 6. Write those dreams on your notebook, no matter how crazy they might seem. Do you want to travel the world? Write it down. Do you want to own an airline company? Write it down. Do you want to become a best-selling author? Write it down. Whatever you want to achieve, write it down on your notepad. Don't forget to consider all of the relevant areas of your life, such as your health, family, career, relationships, legacy, finances, hobbies. Take your time. The more specific you are, the more engaged you will be in the exercise, and the more you'll get out of it. 7. Go back to the present. Your mission in life is to close the gap, between where you are today and where you want to be in the future. And you close this gap simply by taking action. Become the titan of your life. Here are some titan quotes you might enjoy. The evening of a well-spent youth brings its lamps with it. Joseph Joubert. The symphony of life should end with a grand finale of peace and serenity and material comfort and spiritual contentment. Lin Yutang. Do not let the hero in your soul perish in lonely frustration of the life you deserved. Ayn Rand.